Well, guys, we're roughly like a year and a half away from the election of 2024, which is going to be a very, very huge election if we're actually able to get this country back. We need Joe Biden gone. I'm going to repeat that again. We need Joe Biden gone. This man may be the worst occupier of the Oval Office in history. Now, let's just go with my lifetime here. I was born during the Carter administration. I think Joe Biden is the worst, and I don't even think it's even close. Trump, to me, is the best of my lifetime. He is. If you actually look at the United States under Donald Trump versus Joe Biden, it's not even close. I believe behind closed doors that even Democrats are probably going to tell themselves, you know what? Life was just a lot better under Donald Trump. This country was in a much better position under Donald Trump. They're not going to come out and say that in public, but I believe when they actually go to bed tonight, they're actually thinking that. Because why is it that during the midterms, Democrats are trying to run away from Joe Biden? They didn't want his support. They didn't want him endorsing them at all because they knew that people really just don't like Joe Biden. He is that terrible, guys. That terrible. And we know that Donald Trump, he's already announced that he's going to be running in 2024. And newsflash, this is probably not a surprise, he is getting my vote easily. I don't want to hear about anybody else. I don't want to hear about DeSantis. I don't want to hear about Nikki Haley. No. Donald Trump, end of story. That's me. Now, you can go out there and vote for whoever you want to. It's a free country. But if you actually walk into that booth and actually cast your ballot for Joe Biden, then something's got to be wrong. Maybe you like the high inflation. Maybe you like the high gas prices. Maybe you like being on the verge of World War III. And make no mistake about it, guys, I do believe we are close to World War III under Joe Biden because world leaders do not respect this man. Xi Jinping, Vladimir Putin, they don't fear Joe Biden whatsoever. And guys, really, you should have saw, I believe this was last year when this happened, where the president of France just got into Joe Biden's face in front of cameras, embarrassing on the world stage. Joe Biden was actually at this climate conference and he's fallen asleep with his mask on. He had to be woken up. That is why this man is Sleepy Joe. He is asleep at the wheel. This country is in worse shape in every aspect. He has made nothing better. He's made every single thing worse. He's caved into the Marxists and communists in his party because Democrats are full of Marxists and communists. There's probably very, very few that are not. The Marxists and the communists over there, like AOC, Cori Bush, Bernie Sanders, it's their party. And Joe Biden is pandering to them. Well, guys, look at this. Postmillennial here. Trump leads Biden in the latest numbers out for Harvard-Harris poll. I want to be clear. These polls mean nothing. Nothing. Because I believe that the Republicans need to take a page out of the Democrat playbook if they want to win big. I'm going to say that again. Republicans need to take a playbook out of the Democrats' book if they want to win big. Now, of course, the Republicans did win the House, but also I believe when it came to the Senate, I believe that Mitch McConnell actually did sabotage any hope of Republicans actually being able to win the Senate. Now, the excuse that we heard even from the right was that, hey, we got weak candidates. Okay, you said Dr. Oz was a weak candidate. Okay. There's nobody that can't tell me that Dr. Oz would have been light years better than John Fetterman. John Fetterman is a disaster. The man doesn't know where he is. He's hearing the Peanuts teacher in his head when people talk. He's not well. We hear that Herschel Walker was a bad candidate. Raphael Warnock, is he good? Raphael Warnock is a radical leftist. Something is very, very wrong when the same people are going out there voting for Brian.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And Kemp. But they're also going out there and voting for Raphael Warnock, a far leftist. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. But look at this, guys. If you believe the polls, now take the polls with a grain of salt. Donald Trump here for the 2024 presidential election poll, Trump +4 over Beijing Biden. And you know what? I've already said this before, and I do believe this poll here. The only person that is in a worse position now when it comes to polls than Joe Biden is Kamala Harris. It is Trump +10. This lets me know that the Democrats probably are in real, real trouble, because we know that the vast majority of Democrat voters don't want Joe Biden to run again. He's going to be 82 years old. His mental health is definitely declining, and they want somebody else. I believe that Gavin Newsom is probably going to actually throw himself into the race for a Democrat primary. How old is Gavin Newsom? 53, 54? Younger guy. He may be their best hope, but still, he's pretty radical too. Have you seen California? You people that left California, remember why you left California. Remember that. DeSantis is even +3 over Biden. And DeSantis, of course, he's not going to beat Trump in the primary. Ron DeSantis has no shot whatsoever. And a lot of people are kind of off the DeSantis train right now because of what he actually said about possible indictments coming against Trump. Didn't really have his back, kind of throwing shade at him, that kind of thing. And we know that the establishment, they want DeSantis. But even DeSantis is up +8 over Kamala Harris. Yeah, this is the poll. But however, guys, the media, you know, they're going to do everything in their power to go out there and help Joe Biden win if he's actually the Democrat nominee again. They're going to do it. Because this poll right here, guys, well, I got to tell you. This poll came out in December of 2022, not long ago. This is the rankings of presidents from worst to best. Look here, guys. They have Andrew Johnson at number 45. Now, Andrew Johnson was one vote from being ousted as the president because he was that terrible. Now, you guys know I love Abraham Lincoln. His biggest mistake was actually making Andrew Johnson, a Democrat, his running mate. He thought that Andrew Johnson running with him could actually unite the country after the Civil War. Of course, Lincoln died, and then Andrew Johnson did everything in his power to destroy Reconstruction. This is why he was ousted. This is why he's dead last. But look here, they have James Buchanan at 44. And they have Donald Trump at 43. Now, any common sense thinking person, they're going to see this. Donald Trump at 43. You mean to tell me that Donald Trump is the third worst president of all time? When the economy was rolling, the country was rolling, we were respected on the world stage. Yeah, this is your mainstream media right here. But look at this. Look where they have Beijing Biden. And they have a George W. Bush, come on, Trump was way better than George W. Bush. They have him at 35 here. And Woodrow Wilson, no, that's Calvin Coolidge there. Because I know for some reason, man, Woodrow Wilson was a bit time racist. And of course, they're going to have him way, way up there at the top. Jimmy Carter, 24. Jimmy Carter was terrible. Terrible. But we haven't even got to Biden yet. We have not got to Biden yet. And we're about to get to Biden. That's George H.W. Bush. Joe Biden, 19. Come on. Can they be serious? They cannot be serious on this. Joe Biden, the 19th best? Come on. Says here, it's always difficult to accurately rate a president who is still in office, but historians like Biden for his integrity, ability to compromise, and his executive and court appointments. However, he scores lower in his relationship with Congress and ability to communicate. The man's accomplished nothing, by the way. He has accomplished nothing. He has destroyed this country. You mean to tell me that he's only, wow, they only have Ronald Reagan at 18. They're putting Joe Biden in the same category as Ronald Reagan. Yeah, this tells you all you need to know, guys. All you need to know. This is just utterly ridiculous. That's Slick Willie. Woodrow Wilson, who was a disaster at 13. Yeah, this man was a blatant racist. He actually segregated the federal government again after it was actually desegregated. Yeah, Woodrow Wilson. And also the man that gave you the income tax. Taxation is theft. He's the one that signed it into law. Yeah, something is definitely wrong, guys, with this picture here. But Joe Biden, if you believe the polls, man, he is in trouble in 2024. The man is going to be 82 years old when he runs. If he does complete his term, he's going to be, what, 80, 86, 87, if he actually gets reelected? Yeah, something is wrong with this, if that actually does happen. Trump 2024 for me. Who are you guys going to be voting for? Let us know that in the comments below. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and White Network fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we will catch you next time.